Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Orson Welles.
Thank you, Donald, for that well-meant but rather pedestrian introduction. Regarding yourself, I quote from the third part of Shakespeare's Henry VI, Act 2, Scene 1. Richard speaks, "Where thy heart is hard as steel, as thou hast shown it flinty by thy deeds, I come to pierce it or to give thee mine." To translate into your own idiom, Donald, you're a yo-yo. I direct my remarks to Dean Martin, who is being honored here tonight for reasons that completely elude me. No, I'm not being fair to Dean because, no, this is true. In his way, Dean, and I know him very well, has the soul of a poet. I'm told that in his most famous song, Dean offers a lyric which is so romantic, so touching, that it will be enjoyed by generations of lovers until the end of time. Let's share it together. When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore. Now, that's what I call touching, Dean. It has all the romanticism of a Tidy Bowl commercial. When the world seems to shine like you have had too much wine, that's amore. What a profound thought. Could be inscribed forever on a cocktail napkin. See, say this more. Tippy-tippy-tay. Like a gay tarantella. Like a gay tarantella? Apparently, Dean, there's a side view we know nothing about. Make you drool like a pasta sozzul. Excuse me, but you see, back in old Napoli, that's amore. No, Dean. That's infermo, Italian for sickening. Now, lyrics like that ought to be issued with a warning. A song like that is hazardous to your health. Ladies and gentlemen, you're now looking at the end result.